When the legislative session opened in January, House Speaker Richard Corcoran gave an impassioned speech about education.
We will continue to fight and fight and fight to ensure that every single child, regardless of their race, their gender, their income, or their demographics, is afforded a world-class education.
Then he told the story of 15-year-old Gant Lee. Gant's parents separated when he was in third grade. He moved with his mother to an A-rated school, where bullies quickly found him.
They started physically assaulting him. They kicked him. They kneed him. They even stabbed him with pencils. Gant and his mother, Allison, reported it, and nothing was done. Then they started smashing his head against the lockers. Again, they reported it. Nothing was done. Finally, they punched him in the jaw, choked him, and started threatening not only him, but his entire family.
The abuse lasted 3 years until Gant's mom was able to get a voucher from the state's tax credit scholarship program for him to attend a private school. Corcoran said Gant is now thriving. He and mom were watching the speech from the House gallery.
Allison, Gant, on behalf of my colleagues of the Florida House of Representatives, I promise you this. We will end this horror for all children. No one will ever be trapped again.
A House analysis found that in the 2015-16 school year, more than 47,000 Florida public school students reported incidents like bullying, physical attacks, even sexual assault. This new program offers a chance for these students to receive funds to attend a participating private school or cover transportation costs to attend a public school in another district.
What we really want is for these children to find a school where they're going to feel safe, where they're not going to hate going to school anymore, and they're going to find that love of learning again.
Patrick Gibbons is public affairs manager for Step Up for Students, a nonprofit that handles this and other scholarship programs for the state. The organization takes about 3% of the proceeds for administrative expenses. The funding for the new program will come primarily from car buyers.
The way this one works is you are going to purchase an automobile. You owe taxes on that purchase. You can elect to donate up to $105. And the Department of Revenue will give you a tax credit for $105. The dealerships and the tax collectors in each county will be collecting that money and sending it once per month to Step Up.
Scholarships are awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. The amount available depends entirely on how much money is donated. For a student to be considered for a scholarship, the abuse must be reported to school leaders.
The school principal has about 15 days to investigate the incident. At the end of that 15 days, the principal comes back to the student and his or her parent and tells them, these are our options.
Private schools that participate in the HOPE Scholarship Program must pass inspections by the Department of Education and meet other regulatory requirements. So far, more than 220 private schools have signed up, and more than 1,700 parents have put their names on an interest list. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.